not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you.
Oh, I think you should.
No.
That was the Black Kids, live on Radio 2 across the nation. That sounded quite natural, didn't it?
It did. We're doing very well so far.
Yeah, it's all going very well so far. It's David Tennant and Catherine Tate in for Jonathan Ross.
On your bank holiday weekend.
Yeah. The Saturday isn't actually a bank holiday.
No, and apparently yesterday wasn't bank holiday.
Was it?
No, because the banks were open or something. So...
There you go.
Well, that's interesting. you can contact us. Do you know that? There's a piece of
paper
here.
People can ring in.
You can ring in.
But can you ring in just for a chat? Or can you ring in for only the competition?
We're doing a quiz later.
They can ring in for both.
They can ring. You can just ring in.
Just ring
in. If you fancy calling us.
Oh, please call.
0500 288 291.
Yeah, the phone lines for the quiz...
Yeah.
Are going to be open for an hour.
That's later, though.
Oh, that's later.
Don't worry about the quiz. Don't ring in for the quiz now.
This is just chat.
You can text us on 88291.
And also the number, 0500 288 291, is free.
Yeah. Is it really?
Used to be 0800 free, didn't
yeah.
it? Now it's 0500.
There's probably something about it's not if you call from a mobile.
Okay. It's free from a BT landline. Other networks may vary and mobiles will cost more.
Yeah. Or email us. You can email david.tennant@bbc.co.uk. I've now got my own BBC.
You've got your own
BBC.co.uk.
That's good.
That's good, isn't it?
But you would check emails. See, if I had one, I would never check it.
You've never checked your email in your life.
Don't write emails. No, don't do that.
Nor answer your phone.
No, not mobiles.
Right. No.
Call me on the landline.
No, listen, we have guests.
We've got...
It's not just us talking drivel for 3 hours.
No.
We have guests coming up.
Brilliant guests. Very exciting guests,
very
I imagine, for you.
Guests.
Exciting for me, but doubly, triply exciting for you, because we have got... Who have we got coming in?
We have got Playing Live. Not once.
Not once.
Not twice.
Forget twice.
Three times this morning.
On the hour.
Three tracks from the Proclaimers live in the studio. I'm very overexcited. They've come down specially.
Especially, even though Craig's bust his rib.
Craig has bust his rib. We'll find out about that later.
Yeah,
but they came in here a minute ago and did it. They did like a sound check. They're standing.
Standing.
Like a metre away from
touchable
it.
Touchable.
It's impossibly exciting for
it's
a boy.
It's very,
like me.
Very.
They did. I'm going to burn your playhouse down live in front of us. I think they're doing that later as well.
That you know the harmonica.
I know the harmonica. I can play the harmonica.
Is it
riff
an interlude? Oh, it's a riff.
Yeah. I did mention that when they were in the studio. They didn't pick up on it.
They went quietly deaf, didn't they?
I think they were worried I was going to try and muscle in. So the Proclaimers here three times this morning.
Three times,
live.
That's very good. And in between all that...
We've got Paul Merton.
We've also got John Barrowman.
The shy, retiring John Barrowman.
That's if they have coaxed him out of his house.
Yes. He's never... You know, it's always difficult to get John Barrowman on the radio.
He's not one for talking.
But we're going to be very gentle with him.
We will.
And hopefully we'll get him to string a sentence together.
He's
got a CD here.
He's got a lovely CD.
He's got a CD which is called Music, 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 Music. Music. Now, is this his second one? Actually, it's probably his 15th, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But I haven't had my signed copy of this yet.
I haven't had mine.
It's yet to arrive.
And he's got a lovely fetching...
A lovely floral shirt
floral
on the cover.
Shirt, which I'm quite surprised about.
Well,
I just thought he'd be a bit, you know, tuxy and DJ and...
He's got an eclectic wardrobe,
has he?
Of course he does. And, you know, as you would expect, he's on the cover of the CD. He's bashfully looking away from the lens.
He can't give eye contact to the camera.
Yeah.
He can't do that.
God bless him. Hopefully he'll be here later.
God willing.
We've got a quiz coming up.
Yeah, is
we
it a complicated?
Really
no, it's a complicated
impossibly complicated.
Quiz.
They do it. It's the same one they do every week on Jonathan's show, and I don't understand it when he does it. So,
but please call in to be a contestant on that.
Yeah, but that's not yet.
It's not yet. Don't call in yet.
Stop asking them to call
but
in.
But call in for chats now.
Call in for chats, email or text. It's got to be the full 360 degrees interactive experience.
Wonderful experience.
Although we don't have a webcam in this studio for some reason.
No.
Which is lucky, because we're both doing the show naked.
That's true. I wouldn't have liked to wear
talking
anyway.
Of doing the show naked. We're in Ken Bruce's studio.
Yes. Talk me about this link.
Well, what's quite interesting is that...
It's the photocopy.
Obviously, because I think I'm sitting in Ken's chair.
Yes.
It's slightly warm still. I can sense him. And he's got a slightly shabbily photocopied photograph of him with Beyoncé.
Well, given that it's with Beyoncé, I'm surprised it hasn't
stuck
been...
Stuck up with a bit of shabby old masking tape.
Yeah, a bit of white masking tape.
So that he's looking at it throughout his show.
Yeah, 10x8 black and white photocopy.
Come on, Ken.
Can't get it.
Put it in a frame.
Put it in a frame, mate.
Shall we play another record?
Let's play another record.
Who'd you fancy?
Record.
A record?
Shaka Khan. Right.
It's not Shaka Khan, it's Lily Allen.
Woo!
That was quite slick, wasn't it?
Very good.